What's going on, my royal family, my kings and queens? This is Top Music NT Podcast Show, and I'm your host, King Philippe. You know I love it. I'm back. I had to get myself together. What we're doing today is, y'all know I am a proud subscriber. Thank you for that. The app Tidal. If you don't have Tidal, you should definitely download it. I love Tidal. You know, I love Tidal. I love Apple Music. I love them all. But in support of the Carters, I love Tidal. With that being said, man, I have a basement bop playlist. Today, we're going to do, the top 10 R&B basement pop playlist in no particular order. So I don't want nobody to be upset because this song may came at number 7 and this song should have been number 1 or however you may feel. I don't want you to get in your feelings. It's just 10 records, 10 R&B basement bops. And if you don't know what basement bops mean, that means that these are records that wasn't put out as a single that I feel like should have been, or they were put out as a single and we the public, the massive, the consumer of music, just didn't really appreciate the value that this particular record brought or brings. So with that being said, man, some old, some new. We just gonna run through it. I'm gonna be the best me. That record, Mary J. Blige Out, is definitely like the recipe of my whole situation. I don't know if y'all know or not, but on Thanksgiving, my family experienced a great tragic event. It wasn't fatal, thank God, but it was very, very unnecessary and a lot to deal with. My brother was shot in the leg, and I just found out this morning that they had to take his leg, so there's a lot going on. I just thank everybody that's been praying for me and my family, and I pray that y'all continue to love and support us. With that being said, we're going to jump into the top 10 basement bop R&B.
Holding it in my hands, in my car, this is your opportunity. To me, she was an untouchable goddess, and when I met her,
once again, I feel like I just have to say this. This R&B basement bop is a countdown. But it wasn't like me and my crew sat down and we said, hey, this gonna be number one, this gonna be... It wasn't like that. I was just listening to the playlist and I was just writing the songs down. With that being said, the number 10 R&B basement bop, the title edition, is Love. The name of the song is called Love, and it's from Destiny Child, the R&B pop sensation group, one of the biggest girl group ever, Destiny Child. And it's from the album Destiny Fulfilled that released back in 04 05, somewhere around that time. No, 05 06, somewhere around that time. Anyway, this record, would, if we was doing like a top 10 best or something like that, this would probably be the
maximum volume.
This is probably one of my favorite Destiny Child record. The harmony, oh my God, the harmony is insane. The message is beautiful, and the delivery, each girl really, really, really showed their vocal ability, their strength, their, oh my God, it really proved that they are some awesome singers and one of the best group with harmony I have ever heard. And when I do speak of Destiny Child and harmony, I'm talking about Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. No shade to the other girls, but Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, when it comes to harmonizing, sickening. sickening. So number 10, we got Destiny Child, Love.
Relationships I dealt with in the past couldn't fathom being monogamous. When I least expected it, I found you, and because of you, I know how it feels to be. And when I look into your eyes, I see a pillow talking night, and I can hear. Oh, the next morning, make I'm so in love. You give lives in me. I vow to never break your heart, I'll never let you down. For better or worse, I'll always be around. And with you here to share my life so complete. And because of you, I know how it feels to be. When I look into your eyes, I see pillow talking night, and I can hear you. The next morning, make I'm so in love.
What a beautiful sound. Man, can we run it back just a little bit? Just a little bit. Oh, this song made me feel so beautiful. It made me feel love. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Yes, absolutely. Destiny Child. From the Destiny, off the Destiny Fulfilled album. That was Love. That was the final track too, wasn't it? My favorite thing about that album is how it told a story from beginning to end. It had a great concept to it. It's definitely one of the best albums that I ever heard. Like, that is definitely a classic album. And we'll talk about that in our classic segment later on down the line. But moving right along, number 9. Coming in at number 9, we got 20-something by SZA. Off the Control album.
20-something.
This album was released in 2017. And although it was snub? Is it snub?
I think it's snub.
It's one of them. It didn't get the accolades that it deserved.
Definitely not.
The credit that it deserved at the Grammys last year, but that was their fault. This was a very, very album in the new days and age that we're living in, this new millennial world or whatever like that. This is definitely by far one of the best R&B albums that I've heard in a very long time. So shout out to SZA for making a solid, complete project.
Yes,
definitely. Funny. Like I was just saying about the Destiny Child album.
Or what you didn't say.
Or what I didn't say was that the Destiny Fulfilled album was a press play album. That means that you could just press play and enjoy every song. No skip. SZA album, Control, was definitely like that. And I love albums that are like that. And this is her final cut on her album, 20-something. And what drove me so... It's definitely a basement bop. This is a good record. But what I like the most about this record is the message. You know, when I first heard this record, I actually cried because I was just thinking about my 20s. And when the record came out, when the album came out, I was getting ready to turn 30. I think I was like 29, just turned 29 or something like that. And it just had me thinking about my 20s and just like a flashback of all the craziness that I witnessed and the people that I lost and stuff like that. And man, it was just so perfect at the perfect time and everything. So 20-something by SZA is number 9.
Heard you and say you was moving forward. Honestly hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me, yeah. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something? All alone still, not a thing, get my name. Ain't got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me. Got nothing, running from love, wish you were here, oh. Stuck in them 20-somethings, stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings, good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings. God bless them, God bless them, God bless them. Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me, weird. Took us so long to separate. I feel it's permanent, like a riptide this time. got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, Miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing, running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings, stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings, good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless them 20-somethings. Hoping my 20-somethings won't eat. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me, kill me.
Bless them 20-somethings. God bless them. Shout out to SZA, man. Making that very powerful record. I love that record. This network at number 8 is a fairly new record. Come from one of my favorite vocalists, JoJo, man. It's JoJo in the place to be. And I with it. You are not ready. Man, they need to stop playing with JoJo and release her first album on all streaming service. Like, I think it's a shame how old boy, y'all know his name, I ain't gonna get into it. I don't know his name, I forgot his name, but Lil Uncle, how he's holding her records and Lil records. And but I heard that Lil record album may be coming to all streaming service, so that's good news. Hopefully he'll get on board and put JoJo music out. He already done put her through a lot. Damn near sent her career to hell and back. And man, this record is called Joanna. Like I said, it's fairly new. It was actually released October 11, 2019. Joanna, which is JoJo real name. And this record is deep. It's talking about how she basically went from being, how she peaked in the pop culture world and how she fell, and now how people are, you know, basically coming at her. You're not this, you're not that. What happened to you? Not knowing her story. And if you guys don't know JoJo's story and you are a fan, I suggest that you go on YouTube, look up Old Girl. Shout out to Old Girl over at the Impressive channel. I love her channel. She did a documentary on JoJo and it's really good. It broke down everything. She also did one on B2K and Ashanti, which the Ashanti one, I think that probably was her biggest one until the Millennium Tour. And then everybody went and watched hers on B2K because B2K featured some of her work on their tour. But besides that, she got one on JoJo too. And it's really good. It really explains a lot and explains why JoJo's career took a turn for the worse like it did. But a survivor never give up. With music in you, you never give up. You just keep going. And that's what I love about JoJo, because JoJo is talented. She's an extremely well-gifted vocalist, like one of my favorite, like I said. And I don't want to make this a black and white race type thing, but you know, for a white girl, I'm pretty sure she hear this all the time, but for a white girl, the girl's got pipes. But just for a human, she in my opinion, the girl can sing her ass off, and I love her voice and her music. She made really, really good music. So Joanna, number 8 by JoJo.
We go back a long time. I've been riding with you since day one. Oh, I remember we were just kids. Singing, winning, young and innocent. But these days, you don't really sound the same. Do you still have the same rage that you did when you were 14, girl? probably put you on an A-list. That'll probably get you on a playlist. Stop you being so damn underrated. What is going on, Joanna? What is going on, Joanna? Sorry to get deep, but heard your story before, it's not unique. You sounded resentful, take a seat. It must be something that you did. Did you go and have somebody's kid? Your shit don't even go that high. Why can't you just play your part? Speaking of which, where did your acting career go? You were supposed to be somebody. You were supposed to make more money, make us proud. Nobody likes you in Massachusetts. You should just hurry and drop your new shit. Hurry and drop your new shit.
That ending is something else, bro. I love when... One of my favorite things about music is open and honesty. When you can really, really feel an artist, when you can hear lyrics and you know that it's the story of their life, that's one of my favorite things, whether they wrote it or not, you know what I'm saying? Because people get that part, that process of music so confused. And I know it's more of an argument in hip hop and rapping, but it's still the same, you know. Beyonce gets scrutinized for her writing ability.
And yes, I'm going to talk about my queen.
Which Beyonce wrote 5 number one hits back in her Destiny Child days. People forget that, but we're not going to make this about Beyonce thing. But when, as an artist,
but we can,
like Mary J. Blige said, when you're working with, because a lot of us experience the same thing, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why music is such a popular, universal language, because you hear these messages and you hear these stuff in music and you can relate to it. So with that being said, it doesn't matter if that artist wrote that particular song or not. Most artists ain't gonna take to a record that they can't relate to. So it has some type of meaning for them. You know, and me as a songwriter, when I write for other people, I like to sit down with them, talk to them, get to know them so I can write from their perspective. And I think a lot of writers do that. So it's like, it's still their story. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I put out a record that people can relate to, it's their story just as well as it's my story. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have a voice that can really articulate and express what you're feeling to. I mean, what you're feeling in the inside when you're silenced or you can't do it on that level. So I just like honesty when I can feel the lyrics and I know that it's coming from a real, real true place. That's the best thing about music to me. Not going to keep blabbing along about JoJo and her pure honesty. We're going to take it back. Like Drake, So Far Gone back. And Drake is just as much a part of R&B as any rap singing rapper out there. If anything, he's the biggest. So, with that being said, coming up his the EP, the mixtape, I'm sorry, that made me fall in love with this guy and made me a fan, So Far Gone. I mean, probably Drake's best work, in my opinion, was done on this project. But the number 7 record is called Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. And y'all already know what that about. Thank you.
girl, you know exactly what you got, and I don't blame you at all. You can't resist it, especially when the light's so bright and the money's so bright, and it's coming in every single night. She don't wanna leave. Stuck in Houston, Vegas, Houston, Vegas, Houston, Vegas, Houston, she just stuck in Houston, Vegas, Houston, Vegas, Houston, Vegas, Houston, Vegas, and she dance to the song, and she dance to the song, and you go, hey, no, no, watch you go. She wants it, she'll get it on her own. She knows there's more to life, and she's scared of ending up alone. Throw your ones up in the air, throw your ones up in the air for her. Throw your ones up in the air, 'cause the ones you throw will get her out of Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Atlanta, she just stuck in Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, and she dance to the song, and she dance to the song, and it go, hey, no, no, let you go down, oh, oh, oh. We all got dreams, and we all start reaching, all start peaking, all star weekend, one hotel room that all y'all sleeping, housekeeping out to see if all y'all decent, young girls envy the life y'all leading, never satisfied with a nice calm evening, you be at the games looking right all season, but you always with me on the night y'all leaving, ass low, I always request you, you go get fucked up and we just show up at your rescue, carry you inside, get you some water and undress you, I give you my all and the next morning you'll forget who, or why, or how, or when, tonight is probably about to happen all over again, and she live in a mindset that I can never move to, until you find yourself, it's impossible to lose you, because I never had you. Although I would be glad to, I'd probably go and tattoo your name on my heart. I swear I start to think that I'm going crazy.
Up in the air for her now. They was up in the air.
Yay! Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Jersey Drake. Oh, I'm excited about number six because it comes from one of my favorite male vocalists, especially in the new generation. Like, can I say new generation? I feel like I can't because there's a new generation. Like, my generation ain't new no more. So, especially in my generation, let's say it like that. It's Mario off his debut album, Mario, that was released back in, what, 2002? Man, even at this age, the record is called What Your Name Is. And even at the age of 15, this man, vocal, it's crazy. Like, his vocal ability, it is so R&B, so 90s R&B, so soulful. One of my favorite things about his voice. And I just knew when I first saw the Just a Friend, Biz Marquise, you know, Houdini. Yeah. Saying words like saying names like Houdini, they just threw y'all way off, huh? If y'all don't know, Houdini is like the pioneers of this hip-hop game. But, yeah, Biz Marquise. Wait a minute. Let me rewind that. Right. Houdini had the song Friends. Right. How many others have
That's them? Houdini.
Biz Markie has Just right. a Friend.
Okay. Exactly. But all inspired.
Okay. Now we fix that up. But anyway, like I was saying, this man's vocals is incredibly soulful and just so good, man. I envy his voice to the fullest since we were kids and I first heard him sing. I was like,
I wanted to be like, what you
mean? I hate him, but I love him so much. It's Mario, man. And another thing, when Jacquees said that he was the king of R&B and people start throwing out Chris Brown and people like that, which I still would crown Chris Brown the king of R&B, especially in this generation, before I would a Jacquees. But when you really dig into it, you vocally, if we just go out vocals, don't forget about your Mario and your Luke James and them boys that can really, really sing. You know what I'm saying? Like sing. That's what Mario do. That's why he on this countdown list. I'm sorry, this basement bop list, R&B list at number 6 with What's Your Name Is off his debut album, self-titled Mario.
Girl, I've been watching you for a very long time. And there's no doubt in my mind that you're not the one for me. Can't you see? And I don't wanna seem pushy, but listen, girl, your body's saying something to me, girl. I may be only 15, but that don't really mean that I can't be here talking to you.
Will you let me know if you want me to treat you to a picture show?
Don't you say no to my
if you let me kiss you one time before I take you home.
The suspense is killing me, girl.
Can I be the only one that you be playing with? What your name is, when you be out with your girl, should be banging. What your name is, can I be the only one that you be killing it with?
Your friends may say that I'm too young for you. Yes, they do. But baby, age ain't nothing, cause I know what to do. Yes, I do. I'll be your friend, and when you're all alone, talk to you all night till we fall asleep on the phone. So baby, quit playing games. You know I'm feeling you. You know you got it that way, girl.
Let me know if you want me to treat you to a picture show.
Please don't say no tonight.
And I wanna know if you let me kiss you one time before I take you home.
Before I take you home.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Can I be the only one
that you be claiming? Whoa, girl. What's your name is? Whoa.
Girl, tell all your friends.
Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go. Let me know. Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go. Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go. Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go.
Before this
drag
of war.
Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go.
Someone tell the best lady to let me know.
Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go.
Said I gotta know. Let me know.
Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go.
Said I gotta know. That I gotta know.
Won't you tell me? Let me know it before I go.
What's your name is?
Hey, that was the top 10 through 5. We got, I mean, top 10. 10 through 6. We got 5 through 1 coming up. This is Top Music EDT Podcast Show. I'm your host, King Philippe. You know I love it, my royal family, my kings and queens.
So the Grammy released the nominees for the ceremony that will be held within the next 2 months or whatever like that. Normally it's always like the end of January, beginning of February. Like, you have the Super Bowl, Grammys, and all of that right there together. But anyway, I haven't got a chance to actually look at the nominees. But I feel like, from what I've seen, the Grammys is with that bullshit again. I just hope they ain't fucking with Ariana Grande. Excuse my language. But, because, you know, they be... Is it snabbing? Is it... I don't know if it's snubbing or snabbing or whatever, how they say you got snub, you got snab. I think it's snub. You got snub, S-N-U-B, at the Grammys or whatever. But I've seen a couple of YouTube bloggers headline about, you know, the nominees. So I'm going to definitely check into that. But we're going to continue with our R&B basement bop countdown, the title edition. And speaking of the Grammys, this album and this artist won her first Grammy with this album. A Seat at the Table. I'm talking about Salon, and the record is called Mad featuring Lil Wayne. Oh yeah.
Got a lot to be mad about. mad about. Got a lot to be a man about. Got a lot to pop a stand about. I used to rock hammer downs and I rock standing crowds. But it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then their hands is out and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown. And I walk up in a bank, trying to stack it down. And I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause they come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I attempted suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that day. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go.
Ran into this girl, she said, why you always change? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad? I got a lot to be mad about.
Keisha Cole got some new coming out. Look like she already got a new song called Don't Waste My Time featuring Young Thug, produced by London on the Beat. Oh, I definitely got to check that out. Is that an EP or? Okay, it's a single. It's a single. Keisha Cole have a live album? I know y'all playing. Live from the Village. I'm okay. I'm going to have to check that out. A Keisha Cole live album. Well, I fucks with Keisha. In fact, I love all her albums up until the 11-11 reset. And I didn't hate it, but I just didn't love them like I love all the rest. And this next song, at number 4, it comes from her A Different Me album, I want to say. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, it come from the Calling Out Hot album. I love that album as well. And the song is called Where Would We? I never knew it was just called Where Would We? Is that right? Yeah, where would we? I don't know. For some reason, I just felt like it would be called something else. I don't know. But I fuck with this song. At number 4. It's Keisha Cole with Where Would We off the Calling All Hearts album, 2010 release. Get into it. This is the title edition of Basement Bop, R&B style, just like that. I had to say all that, did I? Just play the damn record. I just had it. What happened to it? Okay, I'm having a blind moment. Oh, there you go.
Oh no, I don't wanna be just another. ways. People will make fun, but it made no difference to me. Cause love is love, that's when life became sinking. Do what you gotta do, you gotta do something. I could've took the easy way out. I didn't really wanna take that route. On my way here, ran into some things, but no good for me.
I love that song. That song, the number four song, Where Would We, by Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole is another artist people compare to Mary, and they're very similar, but very different. You know what I'm saying? Mary's the queen of hip-hop soul. You know, Keisha Cole may sing over a hip hop beat every now and then, but not as much as Mary. You know, if anything, like I said in the Mary special that I got coming out, can't wait till y'all hear that. Ashanti is more of a modern day Mary than Keisha. I think Keisha get credit more for being similar to Mary because of just her style of singing, as to where, and maybe her lyrics and her heartbreak or whatever like that. And this right here, what I was about to say about Keisha Cole, her honesty in her music, like that record, Where Were We, is like one of the most honest record I ever heard from Keisha Cole. You know what I'm saying? Even how she talked about running around trying to find herself, and how Frankie was just wild, and you know, just those are some, I love honesty when it comes to lyric. That's like my favorite thing. A good lyrical content is when it comes straight from the soul, straight from the heart. Now, that's what I feel like she got the similarity when it comes to Mary. But when it comes to Ashanti, she's very open and honest too. You know what I'm saying? Ashanti is actually a songwriter, and although Keisha Cole does write as well, Ashanti write a little bit more than Keisha. You know, like Ashanti is a songwriter. You know, she also write for other artists. And so, with that being said, most songwriter, they songwriter vault. Most credit. How should I say this? Creditable songwriters, as well as honorable songwriters, and they're usually because she won like this big songwriter award when she first entered the game. I remember they protested against her winning that award or something, and Patty had to step in or whatever like that. But most people like that, like Ashanti and Neo and stuff like that, they really, really write from a very true place, and they tell a story. Now, that being said, what makes her a lot more
similar to Married and Keisha is her style of music. And I'm talking about the beats and stuff like that. You got this hip hop. You got this R&B singer murdering these hip hop beats. And that's what Mary did. Hon Diddy created that marriage between hip hop and R&B. I mean, now it's common. Everybody do it. And in the early 2000s, you know, it was taken off. And every R&B artist from then until now has dived into the hip hop world. And we all know that hip hop is pop music now because it's popular music. But Ashanti, when she first entered the game, and even now, she still will scrape murder a hip hop beat like Mary does, and it coming from a real raw, honest place. So that's what that similarity come from versus Keisha Cole. And when you listen to that song right there, "What Would We," there's nothing hip hop about that beat at all, but it's dope. It's all R&B. It's soul. I hope I ain't lose y'all with that, because I didn't mean to even get into that. But I'm working on two projects at the same time. I'm doing this, and I'm also doing the Mary J. Blige special that I got going on. So it just popped up in my head. Oh my God. See, that's what I do. I ramble. But hey, I'm keen. I can do that. Moving right along. At number three, "Ain't No Way You Won't Love Me." Off his debut, off his 2006 debut album, self-titled, Chris Brown, man, that's one of my favorite albums. Also had just got my license. And, you know, I remember when Run It first came out, bro, I would beat that song so loud in my little Mitsubishi, 1989 Mitsubishi Galant, and all the cheerleaders would like come around, gather around my car, and we just, because most of them my cousins and shit like that, a close friend, baby mom, stuff like that, and we would just have a ball, like, because Run It was the shit, and I love that record, but I also love this album, and I love this song. It's called "Ain't No Way You Won't Let Me." Number three, Chris Brown.
Hey,
you won't love me.
Can I talk to you for a minute? You new around here?
Girl, ain't no way I would let you down if you
were just saying.
I will show you how.
I like what I see.
Okay, I just had to pause that because that, that note, Chris Brown studied Brandy vocals. And that note was definitely a Brandy note. I love Brandy. She's my favorite vocalist. Chris Brown saying that about Brandy, that was the best I could find, because I didn't hear that in like a interview or something. He actually said it in an interview, but it was for a magazine. But anyway, I just want to prove a point. This next record, man, I love this record so much. I love it. This next record is the main reason why I became a proud member, subscriber to Tidal, other than the fact that I love Beyonce, and considering that this next record isn't on no album, and I have all of her albums, you know, for me to hear the song, like sometimes like, I won't even pay my Tidal subscription, and I'd be using Apple Music. It may be on Apple Music now, but I really don't think it is. And I always want to see the video. So I will pay my Tidal bill just so I can see this little video, just so I can see Beyonce at that piano singing this beautiful song. At number two is Die With You by the beautiful, the Queen, B.
Smile, and I don't have a reason to lie when you already read in my mind, and I don't have a reason to be if I can't be with you. And I don't need air in my lungs if I can't sing your song. No, I don't need hands if I don't get to keep you warm. And I don't really need myself if I don't need you. 'Cause darling, I wake up just to sleep with you. I open my eyes so I can see you. darling, I wake up just to sleep with you. I open my eyes so I can see with you. And I live so I can die with you.
Song is more beautiful, Sandcastle, Die With You, man. Can we run it back just a little bit, just a little bit? So beautiful. We're gonna keep it moving right on to the number one title edition basement bop R&B song. This song is called Caution from Mariah Carey latest album Caution that was released in 2018. This song is such a bop.
Be dishonest. I need you closer to love me harder. Proceed with caution.
But don't make me wait for too long. It just might fade away. Proceed with caution, 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 caution.
That was it. That was it, man. Thank you for your ears. My royal family, my kings and queens, I am your host, King Philippe. This is Top Music NT Podcast Show. That was a Tidal Basement Bop R&B edition. Until next time, my royal family, love each other, support each other, take care of each other, uplift each other, and just be there for each other. But most of all, know your worth.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.